Speaking of bowling pins, the Yankees continue to get knocked down, but they didn't lose last night because they didn't play. That's a good segue. They will get set, of course, for a three-game series tonight. Will Warren, Logan Gilbert in the Bronx. I guess I'm going to say weather pending, too. There's some severe storms in the area tonight. But Yankees, Mariners, and today on Talkin' Yanks, where Aaron Boone makes a weekly appearance with our guys John Boy and Jake, Aaron Boone announced something that should have been announced weeks ago. And I think it's very worth discussing why this decision now, why the pressure to do this now. But let's hear the big revelation that Aaron Boone made.
Fans and myself and Jake are looking at the switch to moving Jazz to third.
He's playing second tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
And is that going to be where he plays? Because you said you didn't want to move him back and forth. So is this a change to get him back at second?
Yeah, I think so. And we'll continue to work through it again, depending on all the moving parts and things that could possibly happen. But I think right now I want to move him back over there.
What does that mean for third base? Does that mean DJ and Peraza are going there?
Peraza's going to play there tonight, and it'll just be fluid, and we'll see how it unfolds a little bit.
All right. Before we give Aaron Boone an absolute standing ovation, let's just, again, go through a timeline of events here.
Well, it goes back to what you said yesterday. This is what fans have been saying for a couple of weeks now.
Exactly. It's so interesting, Tiki, that you say that because...
Don't you hate being right?
Yes. And what I hate about this is, again, we should be fans and we should, it feels good to be right, but you really shouldn't know more than the team knows.
Well, you shouldn't be aware of it.
Right.
I think, you shouldn't be more aware of the issue than the team is. Now, the team had to know that Jazz was, I don't want to say struggling, but not 100% comfortable playing third base.
While playing with a sore shoulder that they knew about.
And again, it's not like he plays with apathy. Jazz is just not that type of player. He plays with a high level of energy. He's trying. He knows he's a great athlete, and he's going to try to make the play the way that he best knows how to make a play. But without the experience of having done it, for however many years he's been playing base, you just can't pick up third base. It's just it's hard, right? This is why that it's called a hot corner, because the balls come at you fast,
right,
over there, and you have to make quick decisions, especially when they're short of the base, and you got to throw it off kilter and sideways. Like, unless you've practiced that arm angle, you can't make that throw as easily as you can from second base. And so Jazz is an all-star second baseman. He should have been playing second base. And now he's finally there, and it feels like, all right, great, thanks.
Right.
We've been telling you this for a month now.
Step one to fixing a problem is acknowledging you have a problem.
Yes.
So of all the Yankee problems led by Aaron Boone and whoever he works in conjunction with, Brian Cashman and staff, they've acknowledged one problem here. Here's what I hated about it. Aaron Boone couldn't wait to jump with those guys and go, he's playing second tonight.
Yes.
And that's where he's going to be. It was like he was so excited to get it out. Now, maybe that's Aaron Boone wanted to do this and he was being told by others. He could, I don't know. We'll never know that. But Jazz Chisholm had been playing with a bad throwing shoulder. And what I don't like about it is whatever it was a week and a half ago, when this really started to finally get asked, as fans were groundswelling and the reporters started to ask, Aaron Boone's answer was they didn't want to move these guys back and forth. Meanwhile, Peraza had not been playing much. It had been DJ at second.
Yeah.
So when you play Peraza at second, you're playing two guys basically out of position.
Yes.
Peraza, while he could play second, is a left side infielder, third and short. Jazz is a second baseman. Now they have finally flip-flopped the two to give them their best defensive infield ultimately. The other worry I have, Tiki, is perception. I wonder if the Yankees were surprised that the league elected Jazz Chisholm Jr. to the All-Star game. Hear me out.
Huh, this is interesting.
This comes out. I thought a lot about
because
this.
He wasn't voted in.
He was not
a starter.
Was not voted as a starter. Nor was he voted in by his peers as a player. There are four roster spots that get determined by the league and the league office to round out the roster. That is where Jazz Chisholm Jr. got elected to the All-Star team as a second baseman.
So who makes that? Who is that? Like, do we know who that is?
I don't. And like, it could be executives voting on this or whatever. But Aaron Boone is the manager of the American League All-Stars.
But he has no input on those league suggestions, those league whatever Appointments.
Appointments. So now suddenly today, Aaron Boone wakes up and goes, Jazz is playing second base today. After Jazz 6 days ago tells the Athletic.
So what are you saying? It's a conspiracy?
Well, I'm saying I think the All-Star game put pressure on the Yankees to finally do the right thing. Because what would we have all said if Jazz, with this bad shoulder that we know about, Jazz, who 6 days ago told the Athletic and Chris Kirschner, hey, I'm a second baseman. That's what they told me to do, but I'm playing third. He came out and
I'm
said
doing
it.
Whatever they need me to do. Right, but I'm a second baseman.
But we knew all of this, and now we get to the All-Star game in Atlanta where the manager of the American League All-Stars, because you have a bunch of third basemen and Jazz is the backup second baseman, has to take Jazz and play him at his natural position at second base before he's done it again for the Yankees. What would we have said? What would the fan base have said? There would have been controversy to come out of the All-Star game.
So I got you now. So you're saying if Jazz was selected as a second baseman by the league and then played third base in the week leading up to the All-Star game.
And then Aaron Boone had to play him at second
base.
And now
he goes back and plays second base in the All-Star game.
Aaron Boone just got done telling us.
He looks foolish.
He just told us a week ago he didn't want to move guys back and forth. And the league elected Jazz to play second base in the All-Star game on a team managed by Aaron Boone. He had to make this call because the Yankees would have looked like idiots on the national stage with the manager doing this. So that is why I'm not patting the Yankees on the back or Aaron Boone on the back today.
I mean, you have to because he actually did make the change.
He did.
He is going to play second base. It makes him better defensively, up the middle, and Jazz feels more comfortable. At the end of the day, that's half the battle.
It is.
Feeling comfortable doing what you're doing. Feeling strong, as they said, try to say in the strengths movement. Do you feel strong doing what you're doing? Yes, I do. Do you feel strong playing third base? Not really. Make them feel strong. It'll make them a better player, and it makes your team better defensively.
Definitely. So now they will have their best defensive team out there. Again, I hope that they continue to acknowledge the issues surrounding this team. There are two other ramifications of this move from the New York Yankees. Number one, I think the Yankees have put themselves in a spot where not only do they have to try, they have to come away with the trade deadline with a third baseman on this team.
Yeah.
Because as much as we're going to credit Peraza's defense, you cannot have a left side of the infield with both Peraza and Volpe struggling like that offensively as the long haul. Now, they did make an addition.
What, 150, 210?
Right.
Whatever it is they're hitting right now.
And they picked up Candelario off the scrap heap after he was waived. But that's another guy who can't hit a lick. So I hope that's not the answer. I hope that that's not Boone thinking he's got the next Gio Urshela. They now, where you take away the Jet. At least if Jazz was playing third, which I didn't want him to, you could make the case, well, what if they trade for a second baseman and they do whatever? By switching Jazz back and saying that's where he's going to be, you put the ball in the court. Cashman's got to get a third baseman here. And furthermore, when he does get a third baseman, is it finally time to DFA DJ LeMahieu? Because you just basically ended DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
The only time he's going to play, he's not playing third because his arm's shot statue.
I mean, the challenge with DFAing him is that of those guys that we're talking about right now, obviously Oswald Peraza, and then Cabrera's obviously hurt. He's not available. But then even Volpe, DJ's got he's hitting the best out of all these guys.
By default, yes.
Well, I mean, he's 260, and so he's not unplayable. Offensively, he's unplayable defensively at times, at least at second. Now, we haven't seen him at third, in a couple of years.
But I think that's by design. The reason he hadn't been at third.
Of course. It's why Cabrera became such an interesting utility player for them a couple of years ago, because they couldn't play DJ at third. So where is DJ playing if he's not playing at second?
Yeah, he can't.
He can't. Even though he's a better hitter than both those guys we're talking about.
And you already have Giancarlo Stanton on this team. This team cannot employ two guys off the bench.
Right. This is what happens when you let yourself get old without having a plan for replacement in place.
Absolutely.
And that's where they're stuck right now.
Absolutely. So my prediction ultimately is that maybe it's after the deadline, maybe it's after the All-Star break. I think DJ LeMahieu's days are numbered because other than a day off for Jazz when he's not playing second, I don't know where DJ LeMahieu fits. Mm-hmm. And to me, as much as you want a strong bench, I don't know how he fits on the bench. If, again, it's just another guy that basically can't run, can't play the field, it hurts your roster flexibility. So, look, the Yankees got there. They're doing the right thing. It took them 3 weeks, basically, to realize how horrible an evaluation they were making of their infield. But Jazz Chisholm Jr., maybe it's by the grace of God and making an all-star team. He is now the second baseman, and we look forward to that tonight versus the Seattle Mariners. Let's get to your calls at 888-808-1019. Ralph in Manhattan. Ralph, what's up?
Well, here's what happened, guys. Sean Tiki, Boone, out of sheer embarrassment, just because the All-Star game is on the horizon, Boone actually fakes it and tries to make it his own. Maybe he got a green light from upstairs. Maybe somebody says, okay, Booney. He likes these nicknames. I'll call him Booney. You know, hey, Booney, you can make that move now, especially that the All-Star game is looming, and you're going to look like a fool, and we're going to look like a fool as an organization if you don't make that move right now. I think it's very simple what went down. And, you know, third base woes have been the Yankees' bugaboo for years on end. When will you get a guy who's actually a real third baseman and stick him over there for about 10 years? I doubt if it'll ever happen.
Well, I mean, they hoped it would be one of these younger prospects, Peraza or even Cabrera.
Lombard.
But Lombard's still, a year away. Who knows how long he's going
to... And he might have to play short if Volpe's a complete boss.
Yeah, but again, you're throwing a young player in there. But I think what this last caller was talking about is... Yeah, you've spent resources. It's not like you haven't spent money over there, right? When you bring in the Josh Donaldsons of the world, you're spending money, even though I think that was a trade, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think that was a trade. But whatever. You spend an asset to go get a player to play third base, but you're not spending it prudently. Now, maybe it's just what was available, but at some point you got to commit to it, because the more holes that you have and then they start compounding on top of each other, like it seems like they always do, for the Yankees, then you're stuck. Like, all right, now we got whack-a-mole. Which one do we hit?
Right.
Which damn break do we try to plug first? And it's not a good way to win in Major League Baseball. There's too many other good teams that don't have those type of issues.
And Brian Cashman did this a couple of years ago with left field, where he kind of left it up to chance going into the season. And then we said the entire 3 months.
Aaron Hicks was out there.
Yep, exactly. You don't have a left fielder. You don't have a left fielder. We'll worry about it at the deadline. We're about the deadline. And then guess what? You didn't have enough sellers of outfielders at the deadline, and you couldn't solve the problem. The Yankees have played now this game a second time in recent memory, only this time with the third base position, which we all knew when they let Gleyber walk and put Jazz in second to start the year. Cabrera did a really good job. You couldn't foresee that injury. But let's be honest, as much and a great a job as Wilder Cabrera was doing, and he was earning more playing time, he still should be your 10th guy, your super utility guy.
Right.
You left yourself that thin. So while we talk about the pipe dreams of Suarez from Arizona, if that kind of bat doesn't get moved, you're going to be left empty-handed. And now by doing this, which they should be doing, they have really forced themselves in and lost leverage with some of these teams in acquiring a third baseman. And maybe the Cleveland Guardians do sell and you find a way to take on the Ramirez deal. That would be awesome.
Right.
But, man, they better figure out something. 888-808-1019. Gary in Monroe. Gary, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
All's good.
No, you guys hit it right on the head. Let me tell you something. I've been complaining about Boone for the longest. The way he has everybody out of position. He has Rice at first. He's the catcher. He put Chaz at third as a third baseman. Let me tell you something. You could put LeMahieu, you could put Peraza, and you could put Volpe and switch them off in that little corner over there. Now, let me tell you something. The other day, they played the Mets, right?
Yep.
Why were there three best left-hand hitters on the bench against the righty pitcher? Why was Dominguez on the bench? Oh. Why was Rice on the bench? Like Boone is playing to lose. He's not a winner.
I don't think it's to lose, Gary, but I do think it is a pre-prescribed plan.
That's it.
And it's just there's no feel to it. There's no, well, we don't know who the Mets are throwing out there. Oh, they got righties. Okay, but our plan says we got to play whatever, Giancarlo Stanton or whoever it may be.
You want proof of that? He went on John Boy's Talking Yanks today, and he told you Jazz is playing second tonight, and he's going to play so going forward. What do you think happened yesterday and the day off to start the fresh week? The lineups for the next 6 days were made yesterday or this morning.
Right.
They're done. And that is where the Yankees' problem continues to lie. Whatever day or days Jason Dominguez is sitting this week have been determined this morning or yesterday.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter if a guy has two home runs the night before. They will sit the next day because they predetermine these plans and leave no room for guttural instinct. And I use the word guttural there. How about that?
Speaking of gut, is this like making bagels the night before? Like you're not making them as you go? so they're not that fresh. You know what I mean?
You yeah, you want the fresh. Yeah.
So you're saying they make their bagels through, you know, on Sunday night and they sell them to you on a Friday. And
correct.
They're a little stale. Right. It's right. like, eh, I don't like this bagel. Well, we made it on Sunday.
Yeah, cool. The idea is stale. Maybe in real time, it was the right idea. But once you gather more information, you got to change your idea. Right?
Exactly.
There's more input that's come in. You got to change the output. And the Yankees are slow to do that. I mean, just think look how long it took to get Jazz off of third base. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks now, at least 2 weeks, maybe even more, with some of those, not even errors, but just bad, like
head-scratching throws.
Right. And it's not even, it's hard to even blame him because he's not a third baseman.
Right.
He's a second baseman. And he did it so well last year, we just kind of assumed that, yeah, he's fine. He could be a third baseman for the rest of his career. But he's not.
He's not.
He's a second baseman. And he even said so as his frustrations, I don't want to say boiled over, but it certainly became evident when people are talking about how average or below average of a fielder he is. And he's like, dude, I'm a second baseman.
Jazz agreed with the fans. Jazz agreed with the reporters. And it took Jazz finally having to say something publicly for the Yankees to wake up. And ultimately, I'm sorry. I still think it comes down to him making the All-Star team as a second baseman. You can't have the manager play him in a
position. You're probably right. It makes sense.
The manager cannot play him at second base and tell his own fan base, we don't want to move him back and forth and go do it in an All-Star game. He'd get crushed. 888-808-1019. Chris in Ronkonkoma. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. I called you yesterday, and you chuckled at me by my last comment. And I just wanted to expound on it.
Okay. Remind me what it was, Chris. I honestly don't remember.
All right, Sean. The trade Giancarlo Stanton. Listen, he is the most tradable right now in his career. The Marlins pay $10 million a year the next 2 years.
But what do you mean? You mean because of the money he's tradable?
Yes, and to a team that thinks they're going to be in the playoffs in the National League. Right,
Kiki? Yeah, but
he is very valuable.
He is, but he's also one-dimensional. You're trading for purely a deal.
That's exactly right, Kiki, and that would help the Yankees. You get Giancarlo Stanton to a team, and I'm going to give you a trade offer. They trade with the Padres all the time, and the Padres always are looking for stars.
That's true.
You go trade for Jake Cronenworth. He got $12 million a year for 5 years. He can play all over the field. They don't like him no more. You can look at him, and he's a lefty bat at Yankee Stadium, and I guarantee you they'll take the $39 million he's owed to Giancarlo Stanton because they think they can go to the playoffs with him.
Chris, thanks.
Am I right, Sean?
Chris, in theory, you're right. Here's where I'm going to tell you you're wrong. That's a tough pill to swallow for the Yankees because here's the problem. Cronenworth is not putting I think he's a good baseball player, plays all over. He's not putting any fear in October. Remember what you're building towards here. In protecting Aaron Judge and hard to pitch to. I find Giancarlo Stanton's makeup on this roster to be clogging some things. Clearly, the Yankees are more athletic with him there. But remember, the ultimate goal when you get through the 162 and get to the playoffs is navigating a lineup in these high-pressure games. And whether I've hated on Stanton or not in the past, the Yankees are dead in the water last October without Stanton.
Well,
they're dead in the water without him protecting Aaron Judge in the playoffs this year.
He's a threat.
Right.
I mean, he is when he plays a full season, which he probably never will again, a 30-home run guy. Cronenworth is a 15-home run guy. Hits 250. Right. It's basically the same average.
Right.
But he's hitting half as many home runs.
He's a better all-around baseball player.
But he can play in the field.
Right.
And that's maybe what you're gaining, especially with your desire or need. Forget desire. It's not a want anymore. This is a need for a third baseman who is viable for you.
Yeah. It's just not sexy enough for me. Yankees gonna need to go sexy.
I don't know if they're
going to
get they're not going to get the opportunity to get sexy.
I think I talked myself into the Jose Ramirez thing from whatever call
Ramirez is one, but there's no way that they're doing business with the Yankees. No way at all. Think about that. There's no way. And I keep hearing Suarez, but there's going to be four teams that want Suarez.
But that's where they need to be all in on the Aaron Judge era and make that kind of move. There could be all these teams. That's where you give up Spencer Jones. Mm. That's where you do this now because how many times are you going to be passing year after year and take that step below what you should be doing? That's what's infuriating. What are you shaking your head at with your dopey Met hat?
Because can we just give Dan a day off, the guy that you know, writes things down for our show.
Why?
Because Sean just violated the King Aaron Judge thing. He just said Aaron Judge like three or four times.
Did I really?
Yes.
I didn't remember mentioning him.
You just did.
Oh, for protection.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes.
More money in the kitty. What do you want me to tell you?
Do you want me to get your little jar to put out in front of you there? The
Whatever.
King Aaron Judge fund?
Honestly, I saw my kids eat sand the other day. I'm not having a college fund anyway.
Matter. You spent it all on that. Now that we're on SNY a little early, you spent it all on that t-shirt. You're just missing the pina colada and the straw hat.
This isn't a t-shirt.
Have you forgotten about Sarah Marshall yet with
it's,
that shirt?
It's a button-up. It is
a button-up.
You look like you're at a midnight buffet at a cruise ship.
It's summertime.
He's shooting a shot, okay?
Yeah. I wore pineapples yesterday. I'm going pineapples today. We're going fruit week here on Evan and Tiki.
We're basically in a mausoleum here where there's no windows. We're not down the shore. We're not in Aruba.
You're right. There is no windows. There should be a window behind our backdrop. SMY is this beautiful backdrop, and they do a great job, but I love to look outside. I am a morale raiser, all right? I
want to philosophical differences.
On a beautiful summer day, when people walk through the halls and go, that guy gets it. That's a clubhouse leader.
I feel like summer even though I'm inside.
Yeah, and you know what? There was a member of management today that did see me around the coffee machine. You know what he said to me?
What?
Quote, that's a good TV shirt. Mm. The architect told me.
Nice.
Now, yeah. I couldn't tell if he was lying to me, but I think he was telling the truth.
Yeah, he meant for Love Island, not for Sports Talk Radio.
What do you mean? And the color pink. I got the pink shorts to match, the pink face. I'm Peppa Pig with a pineapple shirt today.
All you need is the shrimp cocktail in front of you right now.
You know what's interesting is that you said that was a button down.
Uh-huh.
Tiki said it was a button up.
Oh, I never noticed that before. What is
and
that?
And I caught that immediately because that's what I'm listening to. So that's what I noticed.
It is a button up.
No. It's, well, at least where I'm from, it's button down.
It's a button down.
I've always
shirt.
Heard it button down.
Yeah, I've heard button down. You could, but you know what? Tiki knows more about fashion. We're probably wrong.
I don't know. That just was it came to my mind.
Button up.
Button up.
Because you're buttoned up. I've always called shirts a button down.
Well, technically, you button it from top down.
No, I actually go bottom up.
Do you really?
Yeah, I start with by near the, you know, getting
really?
The brush hole, and then I go upwards.
No,
yeah.
I go down.
No, I go up.
And if I run out of real estate,
that
I run
last
real
button, you need to make sure that it's that each side of the shirt is even, right? Mm.
No, you do it with the top.
No.
Yeah.
Because you
yeah.
can't see the top. So the problem with doing it at the top is you can't always see that top button.
Because
so
you have like, that neck fat thing.
Like,
you
no,
look
you're
down.
Just looking. You're like, if it's too high, you can't see it. So you're just guessing it's the right one.
There goes Tiki.
And so sometimes it's the wrong one.
There goes Tiki.
Technically, you should do it in the middle just to make sure it falls right.
Really?
And yeah, because if you're going to wear your shirt open, you just button it in the middle. And then you go down, and then if you want to go up, then you go up.
You know how you can tell Tiki Barber has never had a gut in his life?
Never.
He signaled the start button in the middle. No, Tiki.
Bro.
You start at the top or the bottom because you got to find out that thing fits first.
You could eat Thanksgiving dinner off his stomach.
When you start buttoning, when you have like a little bit of a belly, or in some cases a big belly, there's a moment of anticipation. You start feeling, this fits good, this fits good, this fits good. And then you start getting to those areas like, oh my God, this is still going to fit. Oh my God. Yes, it fits. If you start in the middle, you could kill all morale right off the bat.
Right, I can't wear this.
Yeah, exactly. You want to give yourself hope. And that's why it's a button down.
Either way, that shirt you're wearing, Sean, it looks like you sell insurance and it's Casual Friday. And you're walking around and you're Employee of the Month. I mean, you just... It's just, I'm not saying I hate the shirt. I'm just suggesting, maybe it's because when you walk around here, most people have, you know, mustard stains or they barfed on their shoes and they bathe, you know, every 4 or 5 days. So I'm not used to it. So perhaps it is a compliment and the architect agreed with that.
It should be a compliment. I think I look damn good.